My dog won't stop panting. What should I do? Introduction to My dog won't stop panting. What should I do? Your dog is panting and restless. His tongue hangs out of his mouth while he paces around the house, curling up in his dog bed for a few minutes before getting right back up and continuing his path from room to room, unable to settle, and it's even worse at night. Figuring out what might be causing these behaviors can require a bit of investigation. All dogs pant, especially when it's hot outside. But if your dog is panting excessively in conditions when he is relaxed and at a comfortable temperature, it may be time to seek guidance from a veterinarian who can help you identify the underlying cause of this behavior. Panting can be normal behavior for a dog, but it can also signal an underlying medical issue. So how do you know when your dog's panting is a sign that something's wrong? Here's everything you need to know about dog panting. What causes dog panting? Here are some common reasons why dogs pant. Heat. Panting is normal behavior for happy and active dogs. It helps dogs cool down because they can't sweat as humans do. Panting allows a dog to rapidly inhale, humidify, then exhale the air, which increases the evaporation of water from your dog's nose and lungs. The evaporation of water cools the body from the inside out. A large amount of water can be evaporated in a short amount of time when a dog's panting, so always make sure that your dog has access to plenty of fresh water on hot days. This type of normal panting can be quite heavy, but the level of heavy breathing should correlate with the air temperature or amount of activity your dog is doing. Excitement. Dogs also pant when they are excited. Panting is a normal behavioral response when something exciting happens, like meeting new people or getting a treat. This type of panting can be rapid and shallow, and it's often accompanied by whining. Stress. Like dog panting that's brought on by excitement, dogs also commonly pant and whine when stressed. If you see your dog panting, take note of their body language. Are their eyes wide and weary? Are they looking away and yawning? These are some common body language cues that indicate your panting dog is stressed. Assess the situation to determine how you can make your dog more comfortable to prevent them from becoming fearful or more stressed. Pain. It is important to know that dog panting can indicate nausea, discomfort, and pain. Your veterinarian can assess whether your dog is panting because they are in pain by conducting a thorough examination and possibly diagnostic tests. Medicine. Medications, especially prednisone or other steroids, may cause increased panting even when your dog is not hot, excited, or stressed. This is a common side effect, and if your dog's panting is excessive, you should talk with your vet. Heatstroke. Overheating or heatstroke will cause heavy panting in dogs, which can quickly lead to dehydration and death if untreated. Treating heatstroke requires emergency veterinary care. Dogs that are overheated pant very heavily and will likely appear uncomfortable in some way. They could be restless, laid out flat, and are not responding to you because they are so focused on cooling themselves. You can prevent heatstroke on hot summer days or while hiking and spending time outdoors by taking frequent breaks, seeking shade, and offering your dog plenty of water. Do not have your dog out in high temperatures or for long periods of time. Dogs with short snouts should stay cool and hydrated on warm days as they are more prone to heatstroke. Never leave your dog in a hot car. The interior of a car can reach scorching temperatures and threaten your dog's life in as little as 10 to 15 minutes, even on mild days. Run the air conditioner or leave your friend at home when running errands. How can you tell normal dog panting from excessive panting? Use these tips to help determine whether your dog's panting is normal or a sign that something is wrong. If you have any feeling that your dog is panting excessively or abnormally, call your vet. Take note of what your dog is doing. Panting should correlate with the outside temperature or activity. Healthy dogs usually don't need to pant in the absence of exercise or excitement. Could your dog be stressed, excited, or hot? If so, this is probably normal dog panting. If your dog is panting or breathing rapidly during rest or sleep, however, this is often abnormal panting. Look for other symptoms. Is your dog lethargic or not eating well? Have they been coughing? Other symptoms are clues that can help distinguish normal panting from abnormal panting. These clues will help your vet diagnose the cause of your dog's panting. Pay attention to changes in your dog's panting sounds. Changes in the sound of your dog's panting shouldn't be ignored. Some dogs, particularly Labradors and Golden Retrievers, are predisposed to a condition called laryngeal paralysis. This is a dysfunction of the vocal cords that causes the airway to not open as wide as it should. The result is a characteristic abrasive sound when these dogs pant. Similarly, dogs with short snouts like pugs and English bulldogs can make abnormal snorting sounds while panting due to a long soft palate or excessive tissue in the throat that obstructs the airway. Dogs with either of these conditions are more predisposed to heatstroke because they cannot efficiently pant to cool themselves. Keep them cool and watch for these sounds when they pant. Why is my dog panting and restless? If panting and pacing are caused by anxiety, dogs may also have other symptoms, including trembling, whining, barking, increased drooling, and, in extreme cases, loss of bladder control. Anxious dogs can also be clingy, looking to their owners for extra comfort and attention. Dogs with injuries or painful conditions such as arthritis are also prone to panting and restlessness. The struggle to find a comfortable position to rest leads to pacing, and the pain causes panting. In older dogs, King also cites cognitive issues as a key reason that dogs exhibit symptoms like panting and restlessness. Cognitive issues like canine cognitive disorder or doggy dementia can lead dogs to become confused about their surroundings, causing anxiety. Why is my dog panting all night? The incidence of canine cognitive disorder increases with age. One study found that dogs over 16 years old experienced the highest rates of this dementia-like disease, but symptoms started in dogs as young as 10 years old. Dogs with the canine cognitive disorder often experience disturbances in their sleep-wake cycles and may be up and pacing around the house all night. Calming dog beds and medications could help ease the symptoms. Your house is also quieter at night, making it easier for your dog to tune into sounds in the environment that could trigger anxious behaviors like panting and restlessness. Causes of excessive panting. There are many reasons why your dog may be panting excessively. To determine the cause, pay close attention to your dog's behavior and activities when the panting occurs. Heatstroke and dehydration are some of the most common causes of an excessive dog panting. If your dog becomes overheated, his saliva will become thick and sticky, and his tongue may turn bright red. He may also be weak, have difficulty walking, and experience symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea. Signs of dehydration include dry or tacky feeling gums, a very dry nose, sunken eyes, and lethargy, Dr. Scarlett explains. The best way to prevent your dog from getting overheated is to monitor the amount of time he spends outdoors during extreme weather. If you must be outside, be sure to take frequent breaks, rest in the shade, and have clean, cool water available for your dog. On a really hot day, you can help your dog maintain a comfortable body temperature by wetting him with cool, but not ice-cold, water. Go over these tips with your dog walker so your pup will stay safe and healthy, even under someone else's watch. Stress or anything that causes anxiety in your dog can also cause excessive panting. Loud noises, such as fireworks and thunderstorms, or significant life changes, such as the addition of a new pet or baby into the family, can bring on anxiety-related panting. Avoid the stressor. For instance, if loud noises cause your dog to panic, move him to a soundproof area when there's a thunderstorm. You may also want to consult with a dog behaviorist, who can train your dog to cope with certain situations. When should we call our vet? How do you know when to call your vet? Whenever you are concerned. Don't wait and worry about your dog's panting needlessly. Leave it to your veterinarian to determine if your dog is experiencing abnormal panting. What to do if your dog is panting heavily? If you think something is wrong, take these steps to help your dog immediately. If your dog is overheating, act quickly, but don't panic. Cool your dog by wetting them with a hose and move them indoors or at least to the shade. Offer them water to drink. Call your veterinarian or a local emergency hospital for guidance. If you have to bring your dog to the hospital, run the air conditioner in your car. Your dog may be hospitalized to receive treatment with fluids and to have blood work done to make sure their organs were not damaged. If your dog's panting is accompanied by any other symptoms, consult a veterinarian